This WBEZ podcast is supported by The Auditorium, presenting Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, April 24th through the 26th. Experience the power, passion, and athleticism under the direction of newly appointed artistic director, Alicia Graf Mack. Plus, five Chicago premieres showcasing the bold innovation and artistry that have made Alvin a global cultural treasure. Tickets at auditoriumtheater.org.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Last year saw an increase in the number of hate crimes against Jewish people across the country. FBI data shows attacks against the Jewish community accounted for nearly 70% of all religiously motivated hate crimes in 2023. My colleague Michael Puente reports about 1,800 incidents were reported. That marks an 11% increase over 2022. David Goldenberg is director of the Anti-Defamation League's Midwest office in Chicago and says he's worried about incidents that have gone unreported.
Is it possible that the cities of Aurora and Elgin and Champaign and Peoria and Rockford had no hate crimes collectively? I guess it's possible, but it doesn't really seem plausible.
Goldenberg says while hate crimes have been increasing in recent years, the war between Israel and Hamas sparked even more. People who live in Humboldt Park, Logan Square, Avondale, and Hermosa on Chicago's northwest side hope a new ordinance can protect their homes from gentrification. The Northwest Side Housing Preservation Ordinance tries to combat rising property taxes and home and rent prices that could push residents out of neighborhoods. 35th Ward Alderperson Carlos Ramirez Rosa tells WBEZ's Reset the measure could be impactful.
And so by preserving that middle housing, by preserving that density in our communities, we're going to build a future that is diverse, that is integrated. And that's good because the healthiest community, the happiest community is one that is integrated both racially and socioeconomically.
The ordinance was approved last week by the City Council. Former Chicago Blackhawks center Jeremy Roenick has been named to this year's National Hockey League Hall of Fame class. 54-year-old Roenick played for the Hawks from 1988 to 1996 and ranks sixth among American-born NHL players in games played. Roenick says he felt bitter for years about not being selected and was speechless when the call finally came.
When I got the call, I couldn't speak. I was taken by surprise. Never at a loss for words, but I was. I was very, very happy with the way that the call hit me. You know, when you wait for a long time, you don't know how it's going to hit you. And I thought maybe before that it wouldn't be as big a deal as it was.
Roenick retired with the San Jose Sharks in 2009. Memorabilia from his career will be displayed at the Hall of Fame Museum in Toronto after the ceremony on November 11th. Travelers heading from Chicago to Florida can soon opt to travel by rail. Amtrak is launching a daily service in November from Chicago to Miami. The temporary Floridian line offers direct round-trip service. There are stops in Cleveland, Washington, D.C., and Orlando. Amtrak created the Floridian line to minimize service impacts while rehabilitating the East River tunnels in New York. And Illinois may soon be home to the world's largest truck stop. The Sun-Times reports a stop with 1,000 tractor-trailer spaces is slated to open next month in West Dundee. The stop will beat out a location in Walcott, Iowa that has 900 parking spots. Weather, showers and thunderstorms today, a high in the mid-60s. Tonight, cloudy with showers ending, a low of 60. And then Wednesday, partly sunny, high in the mid-70s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.